What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you are optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business podcast. It's Quick Tip Friday, my friend. What's going on? Thanks so much for tuning back into the show here for another episode. So pumped to bring you today's quick tip. Hope all's going well. And as always, I super appreciate you for coming to hang out with me today. Now, before I get into today's episode talking about a scorecard, what it is and why you need one in your business, just a little side note here. It is amazing what a good pop filter does for your microphone when you're recording. I have a very simple podcasting setup. Like, if you've been listening for any period of time to the show, you know that I am not a techie person. And so for my podcasting setup, people always ask me like, well, what is your podcasting setup, Rick? Well, for the longest time, I used an Audio Technica ATR2100 is the microphone. It's a USB mic, so it plugs right into your computer, or if you have a Mac, it plugs into an adapter. And it's like, I don't know, $75 or something. And I used only that right into GarageBand for years. And it was great. But then a couple of years ago, I upgraded the microphone to a Heil PR40, which isn't cheap. I think it was like $400 with the arm. And so the arm, by the way, is my favorite thing in the whole setup. Just the fact that I can swing the microphone around, I love it. But anyway, I use a Focusrite. It's a little red box that plugs the microphone into it. I have no idea what it does. I can do the gain on it, but guys, I really have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to that. And so anyway, I got this new pop filter for it. Pop filter is that thing that kind of sort of sits over the microphone so your P's, P-P-P, don't pop, you know? I've been using like a foam one on the microphone for a long time now. And I finally got this much smaller one that I know a lot of people have, but I finally found it. It makes a world of difference. Do I sound any better? I'm going to get all these messages like on Instagram, or you're going to email me like, dude, this sounds no different. But hey, I like it. It sounds better to me. So I'm just kidding. Anyway, let's get into today's episode, shall we? When somebody comes into my accelerator coaching program, one of the biggest opportunities that my team and I can work with them on is knowing your numbers. You've heard me talk about it sort of ad nauseum here on the show, right? The importance of knowing your numbers, because if you don't know your numbers, how the heck do you know what's working, what isn't working? You know, how are we going to get to where we want to go? Because there are often simple tweaks that you can make to different things in your business that you can have huge, huge benefits from it. You know, we call these little levers that you can pull. You have huge leverage there in your business, but you really need to know your numbers in order to be able to identify what those leverage points are. And so, I mean, countless accelerators have, once we dial in their numbers and, you know, we start shining light on, you know, where the opportunities are, it's like huge light bulbs go off and it's like, oh yeah, like I didn't even see this. Well, it's yeah, because we're so close to our business, right? And we need outside eyes to be on it. Now, with regard to numbers, an amazing thing, a really good thing for you to have and very important in your business is called the scorecard, right? In episode 509, just a few episodes ago, where I shared how to run an effective team meeting, I talked about one of the key elements of your weekly team meeting is to do a short review of the previous week's scorecard. And so today, I want to break down what goes into creating a scorecard and the importance of having one in your business. Because when it comes to becoming the optimized CEO of your business, one of the things, as I just mentioned, that you have to be focused on is the numbers in your business, right? You hear me talk about knowing your numbers across all areas of your business all the time here in the show, right? Funnel numbers, revenue, obviously profit margin, et cetera. What I'm going to be talking about here today is a key focus for you as the CEO of your business, and that is identifying the vital signs of your business and then creating a system for tracking and measuring those metrics. Now, when I say vital signs, here's what I'm talking about. I want you to ask yourself, what are the most important areas of your business that result in the health of your business? What are the most important areas of your business that result in the health of your business? Like what are the things that are going on in your business that result in revenue, right? So an example of vital signs here, revenue generated, number of new leads, what is your conversion rate, number of new sales that you've had, maybe lifetime customer value. If you have a membership, what is your churn rate? What is your conversion rate on your sales page, right? What's your profit margin? That sort of thing. These are all must-know numbers for your business and have a direct correlation to the health of your business. Obviously, if we're spending more money than we're making, we are not going to be in business very long, right? Now, there will be some similarities in vital metrics across businesses, but really the critical metrics to be measuring will differ from business to business. Like I might be measuring something very different in my business, not very different, but different things in my business than what you might be measuring in yours. And a great way to track these vital signs, these critical metrics in your business is through a scorecard. And that really came to a lot of popularity with the book Traction by Gina Wickman. If you've not yet read Traction, holy, it's kind of like the operating Bible of your business. It's a great book. And having a scorecard allows you to have a pulse of the business at a glance. This is something that's generally compiled weekly. Again, the frequency that the numbers are compiled, that's going to differ, right? And when I say compiled, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are compiling it. Hopefully, somebody on your team or people on your team are compiling the appropriate metrics that they are responsible for in their roles and then updating that scorecard for whenever you're going to review it as the CEO and then also with the team. Okay, so it's your job as the CEO to analyze it, not necessarily to gather that data. Okay, now when it comes to a scorecard, a good idea is to set KPIs, right? Key performance indicators or your goals in these critical metrics, these critical areas of your business, these vital parts of your business, which you can then use the scorecard to measure against. What I mean by that is let's just say that if you have a membership, for example, and you want to lower your churn rate for, I don't know, the next month, let's just say, or the next quarter. Well, what you can do is say, okay, here's my current churn rate. Here's the churn rate that I want to get to. And then you measure that each month. Does that make sense? So your KPI, your key performance indicator, is where you're trying to get to. This is your goal. And when it comes to your scorecard, I like to include both lagging and leading indicators in that scorecard. A lagging indicator is a measurement of something that's already happened, like revenue generated. Like we generated this amount of money last week, for example. A leading indicator, and this is most of your scorecard is going to be lagging indicators, but also if you can include a little bit of, you know, a few leading indicators, this is going to be super helpful for you. And by leading indicator, I mean, this is a measurement of something that tells a future story. Like an average cart value for somebody signing up for your membership, or it might be website visitors, that sort of thing, like number of website visitors. So again, what's measured in a scorecard is going to be different for everybody. For my business, as an example, we measure things like revenue, podcast downloads, number of applications for the Accelerator Coaching Program, number of applications who make it past the first review, because we actually say no to more people. We're very specific on who we accept. Like, so for example, at the time recording this, we got an application last week that was amazing. It was really, really good. Like our perfect type of person that we know we can help, that we want to work with. But unfortunately, that application was a direct competitor to somebody who's already in the program, right? And so that application doesn't move forward because I'm very, very particular about protecting the integrity of our existing members, right? I really want to protect, like, they're already in there. It's not like I'm going to bring somebody in who directly competes with them. You know, that's not cool, right? And so anyway, we would track, all right, we got this application. Was it, you know, number one, does this person qualify for Accelerator? Number two, if so, have we scheduled the call to learn more about them, et cetera? And then we can look at, okay, number of calls booked, how many of those people decided to enroll and join us in Accelerator, that sort of thing. We might look at number of Instagram followers, you know, what our engagement rate is on Instagram, et cetera. So you kind of get an idea of this is going to be different for everybody, looking at what are those critical things that are going on in your business that are resulting in the health of your business, right? And so your action item for this episode here is I want you to write down what are the functions in your business that are critical to the success of your business. Monthly revenue is going to be one. Maybe number of leads, not maybe, a number of leads. Profit margin is going to be another one. What else for you, right? What are those other critical functions in your business that are the success of your business hinges on these things? I want you to write all those things down. If you have a team, ask them what are the results that they are achieving that directly contribute to the success of the business. And I recommend doing this weekly, right? So they would look back and say, oh, okay, what are the types of things I'm doing in my role that directly contribute to either the success or not so successful in the business? So for example, let's just say you have somebody on your team writing emails to your email list. And one of the goals that you give them is, you know, you want to be generating X amount of revenue from the emails that you send out. Okay, well, your KPI would be whatever goal that you set for that. And so then you could look at, okay, what are the open rates? That would be something on your scorecard. What are the click rates? And then you could look at revenue generated. Those are all stats that are critical towards the success of your business. And that if you notice a trend, now granted, if you send one email a week and you're looking at the past, you know, that email from that week and you have whatever your open rate was, it's only one email, right? You want to look at things, something like that over a period of time, maybe over like a month and say, oh, so again, that's a lagging indicator. You've already sent those emails. And then as a result of sending those emails, this was your click rate. So you could look at that and say, well, if I increase my open rate and I stay consistent with that click rate and I'm already selling this much in revenue as a result of the emails, well, if I increase that open rate by, say, whatever, 5%, that 5% could mean a lot on the revenue side, right? And so that's why you've got to look at these stats, because you get to look at them, analyze them, and say, oh, if we move the needle a little bit here, and you can give this goal to that the person who's responsible for that part of your business, I'm just using this as an example, you can say, hey, we want to increase the revenue by X amount, and I want you to own how you do that. And then it's up to them to go make that happen, right? Or come up with strategies to make that happen. But we have to be able to track these metrics in order to know what's going on in the business. And so again, if you have a team and you've asked them what are the results, so now you've compiled a list. Once you have that list, I mean, this list might be anywhere from, say, 5 to 15 metrics in your business. You want to create a scorecard to track these metrics on a weekly basis. Now, don't overcomplicate it, right? You can just create it in a Google spreadsheet and share that with your team. As I talked about in episode 509, How to Run an Effective Team Meeting, I talked about reviewing the scorecard. Everybody makes sure that their aspect, their part of the scorecard is updated prior to the meeting, okay? And also that everybody has had a chance to review that scorecard before the meeting so that it's not, you're not spending time just going through it for the first time, you know, that for that week without having any time to think about it or analyze it. That's where the power of the scorecard comes in. You want to track these metrics weekly so that you know what the heck is happening in your business. And this allows you to see trends. Again, this allows you to figure out what to optimize in your business. Another cool thing, and you can get creative with what you're tracking here, right? It's really based on what are your primary goals in the business, as well as what are those key functions in your business. So for example, if your goal is to work no more than 20 hours a week, okay, great. And we're working Monday through Friday. All right, there's 4 hours a day, or you can break it up however you want, right? Well, you could measure that. You want to measure that each day, like, oh, I worked this many hours. And by the end of the week, did you hit 20 hours? If you did, great. If you didn't, why not? Or where'd you fall? And you want to make sure that you're tracking why that happened. Well, you can put that on your scorecard. That can be one of the metrics that you track in your scorecard. But again, it comes down to tracking and knowing what the result is that you're trying to measure, okay? And so going back to what I mentioned at the very top of the show before we wrap up, this is a very common challenge and opportunity that I see for so many people coming into my accelerator coaching program. And so if you're a course creator or you're an online business owner and you're an online coach and you're looking for help in with something like this, right? You're already generating at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your business, and you want to grow and scale your business and have a bigger impact, but you want to do it by working fewer hours in your business. If you're not already burnt out, you might be heading that way right now. We just accepted a new member in there, and this person just crushes it in their business, but burnout is here, right? And so this is where we get to dissect the business basically and talk about how this person is spending their time, et cetera, and look at what's going on. And so if you're feeling overwhelmed in your business, if you feel like you're doing all the things in your business and you're not really sure what next step to be taking in order to get ahead while working less, right? Then I want to invite you to apply for our accelerator coaching program. This is one-on-one coaching with me, group coaching, and also a brilliant mastermind of people who are all doing an amazing job as an online coach or an online course creator. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator to learn more and apply right there. All right, my friend, you are the best. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Online Business podcast.